from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's a Monday morning. Back in the studio. I've yet to leave. They will not kick me out. Sorry for you folks, but it is once again Fesco the Morning with myself, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey as well with you. The gang is back, whether you like it or not.
We're here.
Woo! Mondays, baby.
Monday.
Mondays are underrated.
I don't disagree with that.
I've always liked the Mondays.
I've always liked Monday better than Sunday, except during football season, because during non-football season, there really just isn't a whole lot going on. Thank goodness for the Olympics saving us. I've been locked into the Olympics all weekend long.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have a Monday than a Sunday. I feel like Sunday is just that gear up day to Monday, and then Monday starts the week, and you get galloping forward, and you get a lot of stuff to do and a lot of things on your plate. But I always feel like Sunday is just like a wasted day.
Sundays, well, depending on how you do it. Like, if you hang around and wait for Sunday to get there, next thing you know, you're like, it's already noon. I need to do a bunch. But if you get after it early, and then all of a sudden it's 1 o'clock and you've, you know, got a little thing on the agenda, then Sundays are actually, I love Sundays.
You love a Sunday? All right.
I don't really know what day I hate the most. Tuesday or Wednesday,
Tuesday,
probably.
Tuesday's a good day for me. I've never had a problem with Tuesday.
That's because he's getting late.
That's what it was back in the day. I used to make a phone call every Tuesday and set something up for the weekend.
Every Tuesday on the Fesco calendar, there's a little Sharpie dot. The kids haven't asked why yet. Hopefully they never do.
Have we had that discussion before about Tuesdays, Dusty?
Yes,
I don't know.
Man.
I guess you talked to my wife. I don't know. But anyway,
talk to your wife about those things.
Okay, you may have. I don't know. She's very open with everything.
What are you bringing to the family cookout on Saturday? Not much.
No.
Are Tuesdays still your day, Jim?
Yeah, it's
the
Tuesday.
The three little dots come up immediately go away. How does he know? You've only been with him for a week. He knows about Tuesdays.
I thought maybe she talked to you. She's very open about everything that she discusses in life with anybody. So
that's just
I just
funny
figured,
how that
you
whole thing
maybe she posted it on Facebook.
What are we going to do Tuesdays now, hon?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you what we're going to do on Tuesday. We're going to have a lot of fun on Tuesdays now. I don't think Wednesday's one of those days, though. It's like in the middle of the week. You don't know which way you're going. You're coming, you're going, you're back, you're forward. You know, you try to look forward to the weekend and all that kind of stuff. Wednesdays always stink. And, you know, there was a guy who worked in Philadelphia for 100 years named Angelo Cataldi. And on his last contract, doing what we do, Dusty, he decided he was only going to work 4 days. And I'm like, oh, that's a brilliant move. And he took Wednesdays off. And I remember thinking about that. I'm like, that really is the money day to take off if you're going to be taking off in this industry. Because Wednesday is kind of the NFL off day. You know, everybody's off Tuesday. They're kind of recuperating, getting ready for Wednesday. The week really doesn't start till Thursday, you know, around the NFL. And you don't want to take Friday and Monday off. Those are great reactionary days. So you take a Wednesday off. So by that, I consider Wednesday one of the more useless days of the week.
I just hate that everybody has to remind you that it's hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. Hump day. It's Wednesday. Hump day.
When in reality, Bob's like, actually, that's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Tuesday, baby. Tuesday.
Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Boys, a upsetting weekend.
Yeah.
An upsetting week
mm-hmm.
in general.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really handle business against Arizona. No. Lost 2 out of 3. Had the Cubs come to town Friday night. Was amazing.
Amazing Friday.
Big crowd, 36, yeah. Sold out crowds, 36,000. Big crowds all week in Chicago will do that. And then really got your ass kicked Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? The pinch hit grand slam. That's one of those where you get up, throw the last beer away and say, well,
that's it for the evening.
That's all she wrote. What are we going to watch now? And then Sunday, started off nice.
Yeah.
Got your wish. Mm-hmm. Put Michael Massey in the leadoff spot. Worked the count. Got the walk. Bobby Witt knocks him over. Second and third. Bunt from Vinny. Hunter Renfroe, 2-0, looks great.
Yep.
And then Cole Reagan's just, it didn't happen. Like, he looked like he was dealing, the changeup was working, and then just another depressing loss with the season dwindling down quicker and quicker, and now, once again, the Royals find themselves 6.5 out of the division, still a half-game lead as the third wild card spot, but that's not the comfortability you want in that spot. And you had a chance to take advantage of some teams that are less superior to you and did not do that.
No, you didn't. You know, especially against the Chicago Cubs, who, I don't know, man, they traded a guy in the middle of the game yesterday. So I don't know if they're, like, working on this year or they're working on next year or they're working a combination of both this year and next year.
Mm-hmm.
But they traded a man in the middle of the game yesterday, and I thought that was kind of wild. It's always fun to see something like that. But they're still a team that is far less than you are on the pecking order. They're an under 500 team, and you got to keep losing teams losing. And these last three games against the Cubs, three games against the Diamondbacks, to go 2-4 in that, that's just not that good. I mean, you got to find a way to win those games. I mean, I know you're making your living beating up on the Chicago White Sox, but after Wednesday, that's it with the Chicago White Sox. And so it makes these next three games up in Chicago even more important. You got the Mariners and Boston opening a series. They're battling right behind you. Cleveland took care of business against the Phillies this week, and my God, look at them. I mean, what the hell were they doing against Philadelphia, taking, what, 2 out of 3, you know, from the Phillies over the weekend? So that was a big deal for the Indians to get that all taken care of. But the Royals have to start taking care of business now. Like, the games are dwindling away, and you're starting to see some cracks in that bullpen right now, Dusty. I mean, MacArthur, I got to tell you, he's got to go McOut from now on. Like, I don't need to see him anymore, right? I don't need to see, you know, the general pitch anymore, because the last two outings have not been good. I knew they were going to put him back out there to try to get him some success. But my God, yesterday, all you got to do is get through the ninth inning and give your team a chance to come back in the bottom half.
Right.
And he poured gasoline on that fire, and it was full ablaze. And then you have injuries to two relievers yesterday. Hunter Javi getting injured yesterday. That was not a good situation for him.
Right.
And then you have Schreiber getting injured as well. And so now all of a sudden, two guys out of your bullpen, who knows how long they're going to be out there? And do you have a reliable guy out there right now? So the next couple of days are going to be very interesting. The trade deadline's tomorrow at 5. We'll see if the Royals can add, you know, to this thing. They may need to go out and get a bullpen arm just because they need to go out and get a bullpen arm right now, because you've got attrition going on.
Right.
But you had an opportunity to do something special this weekend. You didn't do it. Thank goodness the Yankees beat the Red Sox last night. Keep them a game back. Now the Mariners just a game and a half back. Like, it's starting to pick up. And this is what we were talking about going into the weekend. You don't want to lose these games against the Cubs, because you don't get the opportunity to play these games against the Cubs anymore.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, pretty impressive, you know, next 7 games are on the road. You go to Chicago, to Detroit, should be able to take care of business. And then the Red Sox come to town
right
after that. Then you have the 2 against St. Louis. And then it really picks up with the Minnesota Twins. Like, I don't like to call it, you know, doom and gloom or like that's your season. But I mean, you play Minnesota for 3 games starting Monday, August 12th, and you could have a really good idea what your future is going to be moving in towards the end of August and into September. But yeah, like you said, you definitely took advantage of playing the White Sox. And we thought to ourselves, okay, there's the start you needed. There's the 3. We're trying to win 9. They ended up going 5-4.
Right.
I know Vern will join us at 8:30. And I know he'll probably be like, well, it's positive. It's a winning homestand.
Right.
But to go 5-4 after starting off 3-0.
4-0, really?
Yeah, 4-0, you know? Really. Yeah, 4-0. And then just kind of seeing it kind of evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know, obviously it's the bullpen woes, right? There's the 5 runs the other night by MacArthur. Yesterday just got absolutely obliterated. And maybe there is something to say about that. I mean, I know that there was the moment that Will Smith walked into the skipper's office and was like, it ain't me, man.
Right.
Somebody else needs to get a shot. I'm not saying that MacArthur needs to do that, But there's definitely a role that needs to be less in there, because if you do need to win these games and you need some stability in that bullpen arm, like, it's just, it's time to put Bubich there, man. Yeah. It's time to just get a new face, see what somebody else can do, because this is the time to figure that out against Chicago and against Detroit. Shouldn't have really a whole lot of save situations. I would assume that you'll probably be up by, you know, more than one against these White Sox. But if you are, it's time to experiment here, because you know that you could probably have a better chance to see what that leverage moment can mean for somebody else in that ninth spot in the bullpen, because it's just not working with McCarthy.
But what else do you have to do right now? It's like you don't have the options, because Harvey's hurt, you know, MacArthur stinks, and then Schreiber got hurt as well. I mean, those are three guys right now that you probably don't have the luxury of using in that ninth inning role. So do you go with Zerpa in the ninth inning? Do you go with, you know, Chris Bubich in the ninth inning? I think you're starting to run out of options right now, and you've got to figure out where those options are going to come from. And all of a sudden, Dusty, I think like 24 hours ago, we probably weren't sitting here saying bullpen is a massive need. But after the events of yesterday, you're probably looking around and saying the bullpen is a massive need now for this organization. But the acquisition costs are very high, right? And I'm not saying you don't do that, because you do deal your prospects. I mean, I'm looking at the text line from yesterday from Vern's show, and I can count on two hands, I mean, how many times people texted in and said, you know, don't mortgage the future, don't mortgage the future. That is the biggest fallacy in all of sports right now. There is no such thing as mortgaging the future, because none of these prospects are the future for anybody. As we've talked about for the last week, Baseball America did the study of the 499 prospects traded over the last 10 years. 6.1% have been all-stars or close to all-stars. So you're talking about a small, small percentage that goes on and even is better than the mean, better than the average in Major League Baseball right now when it comes to prospects. So this whole talk of mortgaging the future and, oh my God, we can't mortgage the future and all this nonsense, there is no effing future. Mm. You use your prospects and you get big league players. The problem is, Dusty, I don't know if the Royals have the prospects that are good enough to compete with some of these other organizations that are offering up, you know, two or three prospects to get relievers. I mean, we're talking about multiple prospects for relievers, and those around baseball will look at the Royal system and go, it's not as good as that system, and the Royals may have to end up paying more to get that same player from another team that somebody else would pay, because their prospects, their system is not widely regarded, if you will, right now. Right. So they may be facing an uphill battle with that as well.
There's definitely moves to be made. We'll get into that a little bit later on with what J.J. Piccolo had to say as well, and what this bullpen needs, which is now your back's against the wall. You got to fix some problems that are either already there or have been presented to you by injury. But there's a few things that you kind of nitpick over the weekend of this game. And I thought that obviously Bobby Witt Jr. is fine. Nothing needs to worry about there. Hunter Renfro's been fine.
He's been good, yeah.
MJ Melendez is back. I don't really know what that means.
Right.
But am I the only one? I'm going to ask Vern about this too, but am I the only one? Like, I love Vinny Pasquantino. I think what he brings to the locker room is great, but like, need to see a little bit more power.
Yes.
Like, the singles are nice. The base hits are great. Hitting 259 or something like that. But like, he's a guy that I'd like to see a little bit more lift. Mm-hmm. If like we can be picky. Like, I mean, look, Vinny's been fine this year, but would like to see more power there. Salvador Perez has provided that. 19 home runs, 70 RBI. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. has provided that. Hunter Renfro has shown that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, other guys, like, we can put blame on the bullpen all we want, because that's like the obvious eyesore that we've seen over the last couple of games or the whole season. But there's other things that could be lifted as well, because you are getting that point where like, when you're a playoff team, you're a prestigious team. Like, you're there because of things that you've done well. And like, I'd like to see a little bit more of more power out of the middle lineup than just Bobby and Sal.
Well, you got to have your corner infielders hitting for power, man.
Right.
Like, you do. It's just a fact of the matter. Your corner infielders and your corner outfielders have to be your power deliverers, if that's a word or a thing that we can talk about.
Right.
You know, in the lineup, they just have to deliver that kind of power. And there's no reason to discount why Vinny was being considered in a trade this offseason, right? Because there are certain things that need to get better, and
right.
I think obviously power being one of those, and you're looking at a spot right now where it's time for him to step it up a little bit over there at first base, start driving in some of these runs, start putting some balls out of the ballpark, giving you an opportunity to win. But ultimately, at the end of the day, when you fight back and the bullpen blows it is devastating, and that's kind of what we talked about all last week. It's like, when you have an opportunity to close these games out and you don't do it, it really does have a trickle down effect. And we started to see the effects of that from the Diamondback series, where MacArthur wasn't able to close it out. We're like, how do they recover. They've only won one game since then. Since that MacArthur blow up on Wednesday, they've only won one time, you know, since that incident took place. But now you've got the White Sox, man, for three games. And we can say, oh, take two out of three and all that. No, sweep. You got to go sweep. They've lost 14 in a row, my friend. Yep. Okay. In baseball, in the major leagues, you've lost 14 in a row. You stink out loud, and you stink even worse than anybody ever imagined. So the Royals, again, need to keep a losing team losing. You've got to go up there to Chicago now and sweep the Chicago White Sox. You have to take these games. They're so much more important now today than they were just 24 or 48 hours ago when you had an opportunity to take care of business against the Cubs at home, a place where you play great, and you didn't do it. These last six games will leave something to be desired for the Royals, and they've got to figure it out. But time is ticking right now, both from a trade deadline standpoint and from where they are in the standings. It's time to turn this thing around. Go win three against the White Sox. Make us all feel really good on Wednesday.
And then go take three out of four to Detroit.
That's right.
Not too much to ask for.
No.
Baseball coverage on 610 Sports Radio is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. That's Bob. It's Mac. I'm Dusty. We talked about the trade deadline. What does your GM of the Royals have to say about what they're going to do moving forward into this season? You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's a Monday morning. Back in the studio. I've yet to leave. They will not kick me out. Sorry for you folks, but it is once again Fesco in the Morning with myself, Dusty Liggins, Bob Fesco, Mac Maury as well with you. The gang is back, whether you like it or not.
We're here.
Woo! Mondays, baby.
Monday.
Mondays are underrated.
I don't disagree with that.
I've always liked the Mondays.
I've always liked Monday better than Sunday, except during football season, because during non-football season, there really just isn't a whole lot going on. Thank goodness for the Olympics saving us. I've been locked into the Olympics all weekend long.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have a Monday than a Sunday. I feel like Sunday is just that gear up day to Monday, and then Monday starts the week, and you get galloping forward, and you get a lot of stuff to do and a lot of things on your plate. But I always feel like Sunday is just like a wasted day.
Sundays, well, depending on how you do it. Like, if you hang around and wait for Sunday to get there, next thing you know, you're like, it's already noon. I need to do a bunch. But if you get after it early, and then all of a sudden it's 1 o'clock and you've, you know, got a little thing on the agenda, then Sundays are actually, I love Sundays.
You love a Sunday? All right.
I don't really know what day I hate the most. Tuesday or Wednesday,
Tuesday,
probably.
Tuesday's a good day for me. I've never had a problem with Tuesday. Yeah.
That's because he's getting late.
No, that's what it was back in the day.
I used to
make a phone call every Tuesday and set something up for the weekend.
Every Tuesday on the Fesco calendar, there's a little Sharpie dot. The kids haven't asked why yet. Hopefully they never do.
Have we had that discussion before about Tuesdays, Dusty?
Yes,
I don't know.
Man.
I guess you talked to my wife. I don't know. But anyway,
not going there.
Didn't do
I
it.
I did not
right.
talk to your wife about those things.
Okay, you may have. I don't know. She's very open with everything.
What are you bringing to the family cookout on Saturday? Not much.
No.
Are Tuesdays still your day, Jim?
Yeah, it's
the
Tuesday.
Those three little dots come up immediately go away. How does he know? You've only been with him for a week. He knows about Tuesdays.
I thought maybe she talked to you. She's very open about everything that she discusses in life with anybody. So
that's just
I just
funny how that whole thing originated.
Maybe she posted it on Facebook.
What are we going to do Tuesdays now, hon?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you what we're going to do on Tuesday. We're going to have a lot of fun on Tuesdays yeah. now. I don't think Wednesday's one of those days, though. It's like in the middle of the week. You don't know which way you're going. You're coming, you're going, you're back, you're forward. You know, you try to look forward to the weekend and all that kind of stuff. Wednesdays always stink. And, you know, there was a guy who worked in Philadelphia for 100 years named Angelo Cataldi. And on his last contract, doing what we do, Dusty, he decided he was only going to work 4 days. And I'm like, oh, that's a brilliant move. And he took Wednesdays off. And I remember thinking about that. I'm like, that's really the money day to take off if you're going to be taking off in this industry. Because yeah. Wednesday is kind of the NFL off day. You know, everybody's off Tuesday. They're kind of recuperating, getting ready for Wednesday. The week really doesn't start till Thursday, you know, around the NFL. You don't want to take Friday and Monday off. Those are great reactionary days. So you take a Wednesday off. So by that, I consider Wednesday one of the more useless days of the week.
I just hate that everybody has to remind you that it's hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. Hump day. Hey, hump day. It's Wednesday. Hump day.
When in reality, Bob's like, actually, that's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Tuesday, baby. Tuesday.
Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Boys, a upsetting weekend.
Yeah.
An upsetting week
mm-hmm.
in general.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really handle business against Arizona.
No.
Lost 2 out of 3. Had the Cubs come to town Friday night. Was amazing.
Amazing Friday.
Big crowd, 36, yeah. Sold out crowd, 36,000. Big crowds all week in Chicago will do that. And then really got your ass kicked Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? The pinch hit grand slam. That's one of those where you get up, throw the last beer away and say, well,
that's it for the evening.
That's all she wrote. What are we going to watch now? And then Sunday, started off nice.
Yeah.
Got your wish. Mm-hmm. Put Michael Massey in the leadoff spot. Worth the count. Got the walk. Bobby Witt knocks him over. Second and third. Bunt from Vinny. Hunter Renfroe. 2-0. Looks great.
Yep.
And then Cole Reagan's just, it didn't happen. Like, he looked like he was dealing. The changeup was working. And then just another depressing loss with the season dwindling down quicker and quicker. And now, once again, the Royals find themselves 6.5 out of the division, still a half game lead as the third wild card spot, but that's not the comfortability you want in that spot. And you had a chance to take advantage of some teams that are less superior to you and did not do that.
No, you didn't. You know, especially against the Chicago Cubs, who, I don't know, man, they traded a guy in the middle of the game yesterday. So I don't know if they're, like, working on this year or they're working on next year or they're working a combination of both this year and next year.
Mm-hmm.
But they traded a man in the middle of the game yesterday, and I thought that was kind of wild. It's always fun to see something like that. But they're still a team that is far less than you are on the pecking order. They're an under 500 team, and you got to keep losing teams losing. And these last three games against the Cubs, 3 games against the Diamondbacks, to go 2-4 in that's just not mm-hmm. that good. I mean, you got to find a way to win those games. I mean, I know you're making your living beating up on the Chicago White Sox, but after Wednesday, that's it with the Chicago White Sox. And so it makes these next 3 games up in Chicago even more important. You got the Mariners and Boston opening a series. They're battling right behind you. Cleveland took care of business against the Phillies this week, and my God, look at them. I mean, what the hell were they doing against Philadelphia, taking, what, 2 out of 3, you know, from the Phillies over the weekend? So that was a big deal for the Indians to get that all taken care of. But the Royals have to start taking care of business now. Like, the games are dwindling away, and you're starting to see some cracks in that bullpen right now, Dusty. I mean, MacArthur, I got to tell you, he's got to go McOut from now on. Like, I don't need to see him anymore, right? I don't need to see, you know, the general pitch anymore, because the last 2 outings have not been good. I knew they were going to put him back out there to try to get him some success. But my God, yesterday, all you got to do is get through the 9th inning and give your team a chance to come back in the bottom half.
Right.
And he poured gasoline on that fire, and it was full of blaze. And then you have injuries to 2 relievers yesterday. Hunter Javi getting injured yesterday. That was not a good situation for him.
Right.
And then you have Schreiber getting injured as well. And so now all of a sudden, 2 guys out of your bullpen, who knows how long they're going to be out there? And do you have a reliable guy out there right now? So the next couple of days are going to be very interesting. The trade deadline's tomorrow at 5. We'll see if the Royals can add, you know, to this thing. They may need to go out and get a bullpen arm just because they need to go out and get a bullpen arm right now, because you've got attrition going on.
Right.
But you have had an opportunity to do something special this weekend. You didn't do it. Thank goodness the Yankees beat the Red Sox last night. Keep them a game back. Now the Mariners just a game and a half back. Like, it's starting to pick up, and this is what we were talking about going into the weekend. You don't want to lose these games against the Cubs because you don't get the opportunity to play these games against the Cubs anymore.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, pretty impressive, you know, next seven games are on the road. You go to Chicago, to Detroit, should be able to take care of business, and then the Red Sox come to town
right
after that. Then you have the two against St. Louis, and then it really picks up with the Minnesota Twins. Like, I don't like to call it, you know, doom and gloom or, like, that's your season, but, I mean, you play Minnesota for three games starting Monday, August 12th, and you could have a really good idea what your future is going to be moving in towards the end of August and into September. But yeah, like you said, you definitely took advantage of playing the White Sox, and we thought to ourselves, okay, there's the start you needed. There's the three. We're trying to win nine. They ended up going 5-4. Right. I know Vern will join us at 8:30, and I know he'll probably be like, well, it's positive. It's a winning homestand.
Right.
But to go 5-4 after starting off 3-0.
4-0, really?
Yeah, 4-0, really. Yeah, 4-0. And then just kind of seeing it kind of evaporate. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, obviously it's the bullpen woes, right? There's the five runs here tonight by MacArthur. Yesterday just got absolutely obliterated. And maybe there is something to say about that. I mean, I know that there was the moment that Will Smith walked into the skipper's office and was like, it ain't me, man. Right. Somebody else needs to get a shot. I'm not saying that MacArthur needs to do that, but there's definitely a role that needs to be lessened there, because if you do need to win these games and you need some stability in that bullpen arm, like, it's time to put Buvich there, man. It's time to just get a new face, see what somebody else can do, because this is the time to figure that out against Chicago and against Detroit. Shouldn't have really a whole lot of save situations. I would assume that you'll probably be up by, you know, more than one against these White Sox. But if you are, it's time to experiment here, because you know that you could probably have a better chance to see what that leverage moment can mean for somebody else in that ninth spot in the bullpen, because it's just not working with MacArthur.
But what else do you have to do right now? It's like you don't have the options, because Harvey's hurt, you know, MacArthur stinks, and then Schreiber got hurt as well. I mean, those are three guys right now that you probably don't have the luxury of using in that ninth inning role. So do you go with Zerpa in the ninth inning? Do you go with, you know, Chris Bubich in the ninth inning? I think you're starting to run out of options right now, and you've got to figure out where those options are going to come from. And all of a sudden, Dusty, I think like 24 hours ago, we probably weren't sitting here saying bullpen is a massive need. But after the events of yesterday, you're probably looking around and saying the bullpen is a massive need now for this organization. But the acquisition costs are very high, right? And I'm not saying you don't do that, because you do deal your prospects. I mean, I'm looking at the text line from yesterday from Vern's show, and I can count on two hands, I mean, how many times people texted in and said, you know, don't mortgage the future, don't mortgage the future. That is the biggest fallacy in all of sports right now. There is no such thing as mortgaging the future, because none of these prospects are the future for anybody. As we've talked about for the last week, Baseball America did the study of the 499 prospects traded over the last 10 years. 6.1% have been all-stars or close to all-stars. So you're talking about a small, small percentage that goes on and even is better than the mean, better than the average in Major League Baseball right now when it comes to prospects. So this whole talk of mortgaging the future and, oh my God, we can't mortgage the future and all this nonsense, there is no effing future. Mm. You use your prospects and you get big league players. The problem is, Dusty, I don't know if the Royals have the prospects that are good enough to compete with some of these other organizations that are offering up, you know, two or three prospects to get relievers. I mean, we're talking about multiple prospects for relievers, and those around baseball will look at the Royal system and go, it's not as good as that system, and the Royals may have to end up paying more to get that same player from another team that somebody else would pay, because their prospects, their system is not widely regarded, if you will, right now. Right. So they may be facing an uphill battle with that as well.
There's definitely moves to be made. We'll get into that a little bit later on with what J.J. Piccolo had to say as well, and what this bullpen needs, which is now your back's against the wall. You got to fix some problems that are either already there or have been presented to you by injury. But there's a few things that you kind of nitpick over the weekend of this game. And I thought that obviously Bobby Witt Jr. is fine. Nothing needs to worry about there. Hunter Renfroe's been fine.
He's been good,
MJ Melendez is back. I don't really know what that means.
Right.
But am I the only one? I'm going to ask Vern about this too. But am I the only one? Like, I love Vinny Pasquantino. I think what he brings to the locker room is great. But like, need to see a little bit more power.
Yes.
Like, the singles are nice. The base hits are great. Hitting 259 or something like that. But like, he's a guy that I'd like to see a little bit more lift. If we can be picky. Like, I mean, Vinny's been fine this year, but Would like to see more power there. Salvador Perez has provided that. 19 home runs, 70 RBI. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. has provided that. Hunter Renfro has shown that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, other guys, like, we can put blame on the bullpen all we want because that's, like, the obvious eyesore that we've seen over the last couple of games or the whole season. But there's other things that could be lifted as well because sure. You are getting that point where, like, when you're a playoff team, you're a prestigious team. Like, you're there because of things that you've done well. And, like, I'd like to see a little bit more of the, more power out of the middle lineup than just Bobby and Sal.
Well, you got to have your corner infielders hitting for power, man. Right. Like, you do. It's just a fact of the matter. Your corner infielders and your corner outfielders have to be your power deliverers, if that's a word or a thing that we can talk about.
Right.
You know, in the lineup, they just have to deliver that kind of power. And there's no reason to discount why Vinny was being considered in a trade this offseason, right? Because there are certain things that need to get better. And
right.
I think obviously power being one of those. And you're looking at a spot right now where it's time for him to step it up a little bit over there at first base, start driving in some of these runs, start putting some balls out of the ballpark, giving you an opportunity to win. But ultimately at the end of the day, when you fight back and the bullpen blows it, it is devastating. And that's kind of what we talked about all last week. It's like when you have an opportunity to close these games out and you don't do it, it really does have a trickle down effect. And we started to see the effects of that from the Diamondback series where MacArthur right. wasn't able to close it out. We're like, how do they recover? They've only won one game since then. Since that MacArthur blow up on Wednesday, they've only won one time, you know, since that incident took place. But now you've got the White Sox, man, for three games. And we can say, oh, take two out of three and all that. No, sweep. You got to go sweep. They've lost 14 in a row, my friend.
Yep.
Okay. In baseball, in the major leagues, you've lost 14 in a row. You stink out loud and you stink even worse than anybody ever imagined. So the Royals, again, need to keep a losing team losing. You've got to go up there to Chicago now and sweep the Chicago White Sox. You have to take these games. They're so much more important now today than they were just 24 or 48 hours ago when you had an opportunity to take care of business against the Cubs at home, a place where you play great, and you didn't do it. These last six games will leave something to be desired for the Royals, and they've got to figure it out. But time is ticking right now, both from a trade deadline standpoint and from where they are in the standings. It's time to turn this thing around. Go win three against the White Sox. Make us all feel really good on Wednesday.
And then go take three out of four to Detroit.
That's right.
Not too much to ask for.
No.
Baseball coverage on 610 Sports Radio is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. That's Bob. It's Mac. I'm Dusty. We talked about the trade deadline. What does your GM of the Royals have to say about what they're going to do moving forward into this season? You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio. Oh, it's a Monday morning back in the studio. I've yet to leave. They will not kick me out. Sorry for you folks, but it is once again Fesco the Morning with myself, Dusty Liggins, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey as well with you. The gang is back, whether you like it or not.
We're here.
Woo! Mondays, baby.
Monday.
Mondays are underrated.
I don't disagree with that.
I've always liked the Mondays.
I've always liked Monday better than Sunday, except during football season, because during non-football season, there really just isn't a whole lot going on. Thank goodness for the Olympics saving us. I've been locked into the Olympics all weekend long.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have a Monday than a Sunday. I feel like Sunday is just that gear up day to Monday, and then Monday starts the week, and you get galloping forward, and you get a lot of stuff to do and a lot of things on your plate. But I always feel like Sunday is just like a wasted day.
Sundays, well, depending on how you do it. Like, if you hang around and wait for Sunday to get there, next thing you know, you're like, it's already noon. I need to do a bunch. But if you get after it early,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden it's 1 o'clock and you've, you know, got a little thing on the agenda, then Sundays are actually, I love Sundays.
You love a Sunday? All right.
I don't really know what day I hate the most. Tuesday or Wednesday,
Tuesday,
probably.
Tuesday's a good day for me. I've never had a problem
really?
With Tuesday. When,
that's because he's getting late.
Well, that's what it was back in the day.
I used to
make a phone call every Tuesday and set something up for the weekend.
Every Tuesday on the Fesco calendar, there's a little Sharpie dot.
That's right.
The kids haven't asked why yet. Hopefully they never do.
Have we had that discussion before about Tuesdays, Dusty?
Yes,
I don't know. I guess you talked to my wife. I don't know. But anyway,
not going there.
Didn't do
I
it.
I did not
right.
talk to your wife about those things.
Okay, you may have. I don't know. She's very open with everything.
What are you bringing to the family cookout on Saturday? Not much.
No.
Are Tuesdays still your day, Jim?
Yeah, it's
the
Tuesday.
The three little dots come up immediately go away. How does he know? You've only been with him for a week. He knows about Tuesdays.
I thought maybe she talked to you. She's very open about everything that she discusses. successes in life with anybody. So
that's just
I just
funny
figured,
how that
you
whole thing
maybe she posted it on Facebook.
What
I don't know.
What are we going to do Tuesdays now, hon?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you what we're going to do on Tuesday. We're going to have a lot of fun on Tuesdays yeah. now. I don't think Wednesday's one of those days, though. It's like in the middle of the week. You don't know which way you're going. You're coming, you're going, you're back, you're forward. You know, you try to look forward to the weekend and all that kind of stuff. Wednesdays always stink. And, you know, there was a guy who worked in Philadelphia for 100 years named Angelo Cataldi. And on his last contract, doing what we do, Dusty, he decided he was only going to work 4 days. And I'm like, oh, that's a brilliant move. And he took Wednesdays off. And I remember thinking about that. I'm like, that's really the money day to take off if you're going to be taking off in this industry. Because yeah. Wednesday is kind of the NFL off day. You know, everybody's off Tuesday. They're kind of recuperating, getting ready for Wednesday. The week really doesn't start till Thursday, you know, around the NFL. And you don't want to take Friday and Monday off. Those are great reactionary days. So you take a Wednesday off. So by that, I consider Wednesday one of the more useless days of the week.
I just hate that everybody has to remind you that it's hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. Hump day. It's Wednesday. Hump day.
When in reality, Bob's like, actually, that's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Tuesday, baby. Tuesday.
Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Boys, a upsetting weekend.
Yeah.
An upsetting week
mm-hmm.
in general.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really handle business against Arizona. No. Lost 2 out of 3. Had the Cubs come to town Friday night. Was amazing.
Amazing Friday.
Big crowd, 36, yeah. Sold out crowd, 36,000. Big crowds all week in Chicago will do that. And then really got your ass kicked Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? The pinch hit grand slam. That's one of those where you get up, throw the last beer away and say, well,
that's it for the evening.
That's all she wrote. What are we going to watch now? And then Sunday, started off nice.
Yeah.
Got your wish. Mm-hmm. Put Michael Massey in the leadoff spot. Worked the count. Got the walk. Bobby Witt knocks him over. Second and third. Bunt from Vinny. Hunter Renfro, 2-0, looks great.
Yep.
And then Cole Reagan's just, it didn't happen. Like, he looked like he was dealing, the changeup was working, and then just another depressing loss with the season dwindling down quicker and quicker, and now, once again, the Royals find themselves 6.5 out of the division, still a half game lead as the third wild card spot, but that's not the comfortability you want in that spot. And you had a chance to take advantage of some teams that are less superior to you and did not do that.
No, you didn't. You know, especially against the Chicago Cubs, who I don't know, man, they traded a guy in the middle of the game yesterday. So I don't know if they're like working on this year or they're working on next year. Or they're working a combination of both this year and next year.
Mm-hmm.
But they traded a man in the middle of the game yesterday. And I thought that was kind of wild. It's always fun to see something like that. But there's still a team that is far less than you are on the pecking order. They're an under 500 team and you got to keep losing teams losing. And these last three games against the Cubs, 3 games against the Diamondbacks, to go 2-4 in that, that's just not mm-hmm. that good. I mean, you got to find a way to win those games. I mean, I know you're making your living beating up on the Chicago White Sox, but after Wednesday, that's it with the Chicago White Sox. And so it makes these next 3 games up in Chicago even more important. You got the Mariners and Boston opening a series. They're battling right behind you. Cleveland took care of business against the Phillies this week, and my God, look at them. I mean, what the hell were they doing against Philadelphia, taking, 2 out of 3, you know, from the Phillies over the weekend? So that was a big deal for the Indians to get that all taken care of. But the Royals have to start taking care of business now. Like, the games are dwindling away, and you're starting to see some cracks in that bullpen right now, Dusty. I mean, MacArthur, I got to tell you, he's got to go McOut from now on. Like, I don't need to see him anymore, right? I don't need to see, you know, the general pitch anymore, because the last 2 outings have not been good. I knew they were going to put him back out there to try to get him some success. But my God, yesterday, all you got to do is get through the 9th inning and give your team a chance to come back in the bottom half.
Right.
And he poured gasoline on that fire, and it was full ablaze. And then you have injuries to 2 relievers yesterday. Hunter Javi getting injured yesterday. That was not a good situation for him.
Right.
And then you have Schreiber getting injured as well. And so now all of a sudden, 2 guys out of your bullpen, who knows how long they're going to be out there? And do you have a reliable guy out there right now? So the next couple of days are going to be very interesting. The trade deadline's tomorrow at 5. We'll see if the Royals can add, you know, to this thing. They may need to go out and get a bullpen arm just because they need to go out and get a bullpen arm right now because you've got attrition going on.
Right.
But you had an opportunity to do something special this weekend. You didn't do it. Thank goodness the Yankees beat the Red Sox last night. Keep them a game back. Now the Mariners just 1.5 games back. Like, it's starting to pick up. And this is what we were talking about going into the weekend. You don't want to lose these games against the Cubs because you don't get the opportunity to play these games against the Cubs anymore.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, pretty impressive, you know, next 7 games are on the road. You go to Chicago, 2 Detroit, should be able to take care of business. And then the Red Sox come to town
right
after that. Then you have the 2 against St. Louis. And then it really picks up with the Minnesota Twins. Like, I don't like to call it, you know, doom and gloom or like that's your season. But I mean, you play Minnesota for three games starting Monday, August 12th, and you could have a really good idea what your future is going to be moving in towards the end of August and into September. But yeah, like you said, you definitely took advantage of playing the White Sox. And we thought to ourselves, okay, there's the start you needed. There's the three. We're trying to win nine. They ended up going 5-4. Right. I know Vern will join us at 8:30. And I know he'll probably be like, well, it's positive. It's a winning homestand.
Right.
But to go 5-4 after starting off 3-0.
4-0, really?
Yeah, 4-0, really. Yeah, 4-0. And then just kind of seeing it kind of evaporate. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, obviously it's the bullpen woes, right? There's the five runs here tonight by MacArthur. Yesterday just got absolutely obliterated. And maybe there is something to say about that. I mean, I know that there was the moment that Will Smith walked into the skipper's office and was like, it ain't me, man. Right. Somebody else needs to get a shot. I'm not saying that MacArthur needs to do that, but there's definitely a role that needs to be lessened there, because if you do need to win these games and you need some stability in that bullpen arm, like, it's just, it's time to put Bubich there, man. Yeah. It's time to just get a new face, see what somebody else can do, because this is the time to figure that out against Chicago and against Detroit. Shouldn't have really a whole lot of save situations. I would assume that you'll probably be up by, you know, more than one against these White Sox, but if you are, it's time to experiment here, because you know that you could probably have a better chance to see what that leverage moment can mean for somebody else in that ninth spot in the bullpen, because not working with the
card. But what else do you have to do right now? It's like you don't have the options, because Harvey's hurt, you know, MacArthur stinks, and then Schreiber got hurt as well. I mean, those are three guys right now that you probably don't have the luxury of using in that ninth inning role. So do you go with Zerpa in the ninth inning? Do you go with, you know, Chris Bubich in the ninth inning? I think you're starting to run out of options right now, and you've got to figure out where those options are going to come from. And all of a sudden, Dusty, I think like 24 hours ago, we probably weren't sitting here saying bullpen is a massive need. But after the events of yesterday, you're probably looking around and saying the bullpen is a massive need now for this organization. But the acquisition costs are very high, right? And I'm not saying you don't do that, because you do deal your prospects. I mean, I'm looking at the text line from yesterday from Vern's show, and I can count on two hands, I mean, how many times people texted in and said, you know, don't mortgage the future, don't mortgage the future. That is the biggest fallacy in all of sports right now. There is no such thing as mortgaging the future, because none of these prospects are the future for anybody. As we've talked about for the last week, Baseball America did the study of the 499 prospects traded over the last 10 years. 6.1% have been all-stars or close to all-stars. So you're talking about a small, small percentage that goes on and even is better than the mean, better than the average in Major League Baseball right now when it comes to prospects. So this whole talk of mortgaging the future and, oh my God, we can't mortgage the future and all this nonsense, there is no effing future. Mm. You use your prospects and you get big league players. The problem is, Dusty, I don't know if the Royals have the prospects that are good enough to compete with some of these other organizations that are offering up, you know, two or three prospects to get relievers. I mean, we're talking about multiple prospects for relievers, and those around baseball will look at the Royal system and go, it's not as good as that system, and the Royals may have to end up paying more to get that same player from another team that somebody else would pay, because their prospects, their system is not widely regarded, if you will, right now. Right. So they may be facing an uphill battle with that as well.
There's definitely moves to be made. We'll get into that a little bit later on with what J.J. Piccolo had to say as well, and what this bullpen needs, which is now your back's against the wall. You got to fix some problems that are either already there or have been presented to you by injury. But there's a few things that you kind of nitpick over the weekend of this game. And I thought that obviously Bobby Witt Jr. is fine. Nothing needs to worry about there. Hunter Renfro's been fine.
He's been good, yeah.
MJ Melendez is back. I don't really know what that means.
Right.
But am I the only one? I'm going to ask Vern about this too, but am I the only one? Like, I love Vinny Pasquantino. I think what he brings to the locker room is great, but like, need to see a little bit more power.
Yes.
Like, the singles are nice. The base hits are great. Hitting 259 or something like that. But like, he's a guy that I'd like to see a little bit more lift. Mm-hmm. If like we can be picky. Like, I mean, look, Vinny's been fine this year, but would like to see more power there. Salvador Perez has provided that. 19 home runs, 70 RBI. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. has provided that. Hunter Renfro has shown that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, other guys, like, we can put blame on the bullpen all we want, because that's like the obvious eyesore that we've seen over the last couple of games or the whole season. But there's other things that could be lifted as well, because you are getting that point where like, when you're a playoff team, you're a prestigious team. Like, you're there because of things that you've done well. And, like, I'd like to see a little bit more of the, more power out of the middle lineup than just Bobby and Sal.
Well, you got to have your corner infielders hitting for power, man, right? Like you do. It's just a fact of the matter. Your corner infielders and your corner outfielders have to be your power deliverers, if that's a word or a thing that we can talk about.
Right.
You know, in the lineup, they just have to deliver that kind of power. And there's no reason to discount why Vinny was being considered in a trade this offseason, right? Because there are certain things that need to get better. And
right.
I think obviously power being one of those. And you're looking at a spot right now where it's time for him to step it up a little bit over there at first base, start driving in some of these runs, start putting some balls out of the ballpark, giving you an opportunity to win. But ultimately, at the end of the day, when you fight back and the bullpen blows it, it is devastating. And that's kind of what we talked about all last week. It's like when you have an opportunity to close these games out and you don't do it, it really does have a trickle down effect. And we started to see the effects of that from the Diamondback series where MacArthur right. wasn't able to close it out. We're like, how do they recover? They've only won one game since then. Since that MacArthur blow up on Wednesday, they've only won one time, you know, since that incident took place. But now you've got the White Sox, man, for three games. And we can say, oh, take two out of three and all that. No, sweep. You got to go sweep. They've lost 14 in a row, my friend.
Yep.
Okay. In baseball, in the major leagues, you've lost 14 in a row. You stink out loud, and you stink even worse than anybody ever imagined. So the Royals, again, need to keep a losing team losing. You've got to go up there to Chicago now and sweep the Chicago White Sox. You have to take these games. They're so much more important now today than they were just 24 or 48 hours ago when you had an opportunity to take care of business against the Cubs at home, a place where you play great, and you didn't do it. These last six games will leave something to be desired for the Royals, and they've got to figure it out. But time is ticking right now, both from a trade deadline standpoint and from where they are in the standings. It's time to turn this thing around. Go win three against the White Sox. Make us all feel really good on Wednesday.
And then go take three out of four to Detroit.
That's right.
Not too much to ask for.
No.
Baseball coverage on 610 Sports Radio is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. That's Bob. It's Mac. I'm Dusty. We talked about the trade deadline. What does your GM of the Royals have to say about what they're going to do moving forward into this season? You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.